At AO, when you buy a new OLED TV, those festive films will look even more magical. With brands like LG, Philips and Toshiba, you can enjoy the classics in vibrant colour and super sharp definition. And there's £10 off everything over £299 with the code PODCAST10. Plus, with delivery in time for Christmas, you can be sure of a better tomorrow. AO.com, the online electrical store.
AO, let's go!
See online for details, terms and conditions apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. My name is Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which comes back next month. And here I am with the gorgeous, newly, one day into his 40th year, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hello, Ben!
Hi, what's going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot, just sitting here ready to talk about some below dick
action. Wow, a lot to talk about. Before we dive into that, tomorrow, or on who knows when you're listening to this, but on December 6th, tickets are going on sale for our Dallas show. We just announced the second Dallas show for February. The first one sold out in like 2 days, so we've managed to finagle a second one. So if you missed out on the first one or you want to come to see more and more of us, go get your tickets. They go on sale tomorrow. Go to watchcrappens.com for that. It'll be amazing. Do it. It'll be a fun time. Don't worry about going solo. You'll have a great time. Then also, we announced that we are going back to Irvine. We had a super, super fun time at the Irvine Improv last year. Taco Bell came. They handed out all sorts of tacos and all sorts of cool stuff. There was a truck. Everyone loves a truck. So we are going back to Irvine in May. So those tickets also go on sale tomorrow. So guys, go buy those tickets. Let's sell out these venues and have a huge party and celebrate all things Bravo and Crappens, shall we? Let's do that.
Let's do it, everybody. I'm so excited for those shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I love a live show. I thought this would get tiring doing these live shows, and it's
same.
Not at all. Like, I'm so excited to go to Nashville. I think we're doing them right, just doing one or two a month.
Yeah, although it's weird. I am like, it's like, whoa, it feels weird. We haven't done a live show in like... In like 2 weeks.
I know.
you know.
You get used to it. I mean, now we're doing it without laughter, and it's like lame. Okay, it's just
so lame. It's so lame. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned, and there are going to be more announcements. Oh, and of course, hello. We have Just for Laughs in Vancouver. We just announced that yesterday, so you got to get the tickets for that when those go on sale. Which I believe those go on sale tomorrow also. I mean, everything is crazy. Just go to our website. We have everything there. Pre-sale
yes.
is tomorrow. Pre-sale is tomorrow, and the main sale goes on sale on Friday at jflnorthwest.com.
Yes, everybody. So let's do it together.
Yeah.
So this is Below Deck Day, one of our favorite days of all time. We love a good Below Deck Day. Below Deck mm-hmm. Day does continue to thrive despite the absence of Caroline. And maybe it's because she's not really gone. She has been all over social media, just losing her damn mind all over the place. Have you been following?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, she has really tackled social media, and she has tackled it in all the wrong ways. This poor girl, I mean, I actually genuinely feel bad for her. She reality TV was not her ministry. She is in over her head. She cannot deal. She is self-combusting. Or she's just combusting. Or she's just destructing. Whatever she's doing, she is falling apart at the seams to the point where, like, she even, like, tried to troll Chrissy Teigen. And Chrissy Teigen was like, no, you can't troll me. I'm Chrissy Teigen. I was like, you need to step away for a second, girl.
You cannot troll the troll, okay?
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen can snark anybody's face off, okay? Even I won't troll Chrissy Teigen.
No, definitely not. I'm scared of her. I'm scared that she hates us.
Oh, she does. So we don't know that. We're making that up. So I'm just assuming it's just easier to come from a place of negativity, right? If you come from a place like this person already hates us, if you hear this person hates you, then who cares? You already cried about it. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at. So she tried to come for Chrissy Teigen, and Chrissy's like, girl, listen, don't come for me. I wasn't even talking to you. That tweet that you're responding to was a long time ago. I told Kate to have a nice show. Whatever. Who cares? I get where you're coming from. It's hard being on social media doing stupid things. I've done it before. People act like they know you. Like, she actually was nice to her.
Yeah, totally.
And then Caroline was like, oh, yeah, now she's on my side. You know, of course, she totally takes it the wrong way. She just keeps going, and then she was announcing, oh, I've gotten rid of Kate. You take my word for it. She is now fired from Below Deck and all of this. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Meanwhile, she's tagging the wrong Bravo. She's not tagging at Bravo TV. She's tagging TV God. By Bravo, which is a Bravo fan account. I mean, God bless her heart.
Yeah, she's you know, she posted, she's like, I'm not going to the reunion. And like, she said something about Andy Cohen, about like the selfies he posts, like, yeah. And then she started tweeting at SiriusXM and was like, would you please have me on? Cause I need to tell my story. I need to have my story told. And I don't know if they ever responded. Probably not. And then I think after this whole Chrissy Teigen thing happened, she was like, you know what? I've been thinking about it, and if I'm invited, I will accept my invitation to the reunion, because I need to have my truth told. I need to tell my side of the story, and I will do it. It's like, oh, you are a hero. I mean, like, this poor girl, she is, like, fully unraveled, and, like, probably in her mind, she thought it was a super abusive environment, and that the edit is not reflecting that, and now she looks crazy, and she's like, I'm telling you, this is how – I want to tell you how it really is. But, like, girl, no one really cares enough about how it really is. So, well, like,
we've
the
seen
best
her lie
is,
about it. We've already seen her on the show lying about how things happened or telling them out of order and stuff like that. So we already know how you're twisting all this shit around. And also, it's really – it's kind of – I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but it is like watching – you know, a cleaning lady get mad and saying she was disrespected while she was cleaning a toilet. There is that element to it too, where you're like, this is not a government job. You know what I mean? You need to calm yourself.
Yeah, I just feel like, I wouldn't even say she's lying. I think that she has a distorted view of reality, of her reality. And the truth is, it's like, you know what? It's like, rather than make yourself look like a crazy person on Twitter, you should just be like quiet and just sort of like fade off into reality TV oblivion, you know, because right now people are going to remember you for all the wrong reasons. They should have remembered you as that like sweet girl who didn't really know what she was doing and like could not deal with the mean girls of Kate and Josiah. But instead, people are going to remember her as the person who was on Below Deck, who then started screaming at people on the internet, and everyone was like, why are you doing that? That's what you're going to be remembered as.
Yeah. Oh, bless her heart. And also for 5 more minutes. So keep riding that. That's how long that's going to be remembered anyway, you know? So just keep hang on tight, I guess, for the rest of your ride, girl. And this was filmed a while back, so it's funny that Kate Chastain's stride is not even broken at all. She's just like, okay, now there's someone new to be shitty to. It's hilariously consistent. So unless that girl has a nervous breakdown too and decides to like lose her marbles, then I guess we're going to see where we stand. But time will tell, won't it? My little dumplings. Oh, God, Lisa Vanderpump. I love you back on my TV.
Yeah. So let's talk about the latest episode, shall we? My heart was like the last 10 minutes, my heart was beating because I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Ashton's going to go overboard. I mean, we all knew it was going to be safe at the very end, but I was like, when's it going to happen? I was like nervous. I was like nervous and filled with anxiety and dread. I was really into it.
I mean, I'm not nervous because I see him like in his underwear all over Instagram. So like he's alive. Yeah. You know what I mean? But there was scary, a butt. Though. Speaking of butt, there was a butt shot in this episode, which I've graciously saved for you, Ben.
Oh, I didn't even see the butt shot.
Well, that's why I'm here, darling, to keep pump running.
Was it from Ashton?
Yes.
I felt like this episode, the producers were like, well, he almost drowned. So we're going to show you as many shirtless shots of Ashton as possible as sort of like a bon voyage ode to Ashton and his heroism.
Yeah. So thanks for that ass shot. They're like, this could be the last ass shot you've ever seen of Ashton.
Lisa Vanderpump is the producer now.
I'm the executive producer now. Look, dramatic shot of Ashton's sexy, unique ass. Swah.
More, less stun and more ass, please. Thank you.
You know what this yacht needs? It needs a giant clock in it and a pendulum. Nick Elaine, maestro of the seas.
I'm sorry for having Lisa Vanderpump up in here, but God, I'm so glad she's back. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm ready to go to battle.
Oh, yeah, and if you're wondering, like, where's the Vanderpump Rules podcast, we are doing it tomorrow night in Nashville, live in front of everyone. So thanks for your patience on that front.
Yeah, so hold your horses. Okay, everybody. Hold so, them. The tense music.
That had a nice double meaning, by the way, Ronnie. Nice double meaning there.
What was it?
Seriously?
So, we start with tense music. And Ross is like, look at your snarky comment. I don't need your feedback, Raleigh. And she's like, then don't ask for it. Got it, sir?
Got it, sir.
Yes, sir.
She's really she's a special one.
So then we're back at the waterfall.
Yes, the guests are there. The tender arrives to get them, and Adrian's like, finally. I was like, I really love this second act of the season where Adrian is becoming a little bitch.
Yeah. You know, people who do that much meditation and yoga shit can only hide it for so long, and then you realize why they do all that stuff. Okay? There's a lot bubbling under that they're trying to constantly keep down all day long without using heroin. And you know what? Good for you.
Yeah. And this show, again, is like really good. You can put someone pretty bland on a boat. But, you know, you just keep a camera on them and just put them in high-stress environments for a few weeks. They're going to crack. So, you know, here we are. Adrian is suddenly turning into, like, a little snit, and it's perfect.
So the waterfall's going, and the guests are like, come on, Kate, come on. She's like, next time.
Yeah, next time. Meanwhile, Josiah's like trying to like walk across a little river, and like a fish swims by, and he's like, Master Pearson, I apologize. I was caught off guard. I shall never happen again.
I'm here to get the piranha, sir.
Kate's like, Josiah, if you don't mind staying, I gotta clean the chef's butt hurt before dinner, okay? Yeah. So I'm gonna go back and do that. He's like, no problem, ma'am. Oh, fish. Oh, tree.
I try to be so strong for Kate and Master Pearson, but the truth is, I have a deep ingrained fear of small fish, and it will always be the death of me.
So the tender goes back to the boat, and God, I don't even know why I write so many notes for this show. Here we are again, where I'm like, tender back to boat. Josiah, Ashton, Josiah, on way back. Thank you. Lee, Captain Lee, Captain Lee, Captain Lee. Oh, this is why, because the captain goes, he goes back to boat, and he's like, all right, Ashton, all right, you're on your way back. Thank you. And he goes, thank you, Lee, Captain Lee, Mr. Captain Lee.
I'm sorry, I saw a fish and it rattled me deeply.
I gave myself a puzzle to work out over here.
I know, I really liked listening to you walk your way through that.
Sorry,
it was
everybody.
Exciting. You were trying to figure out whose voice was what. It was like translating a Latin passage. It's like, oh, okay, that conjugation goes with that word. That accent goes with that word.
It's dumb ho Latin over here. I don't even know what I've written down.
Dumb ho Latin. There is, so like, I guess.
Yeah, there's brain leaking out of my ear.
It's okay. We are very tired. So the guests are decided that they want, for that evening, they just want to do something simple, just like comfort food in a buffet style, like French fries and burgers. And Adrian's like, I'm not overly excited to spend my evening frying food, but just because it's comfort food doesn't mean it has to be basic. I was like, does he just know that Top Chef is back this week? Like, is he just suddenly be, because this is such Top Chef talk right here, right? Like, yeah. He is suddenly like, Padma has said something like, chefs, for this challenge, you have to deep fry a shoe and feed it to Gail. He's like, I want to fry.
Gail's just in a bad pattern. Gail's the Nespresso pods on the back wall of the med boat.
Yeah, she's just stuck on that wall.
Now, I like that the chef took this as a challenge to make fancier things, but... You know, according to the Food Network, truffle oil is basic. Like, that is, they hate that. They're over it. Even Ted from Chopped hates truffle oil, okay? And he's as basic as they come.
Wow. It's bad news when the Food Network is over something before Bravo is.
I mean, for years, it's been like 2 years. I think we saw that actually on one of the Food Network star, one of those. They're like, truffle oil, basic.
Yeah, like, people, there's been like a movement against truffle oil for the past few years. I think that Dana Cowan, the former like head of Food and Wine magazine, I think she said that on Top Chef once. She's like, ugh, my pet peeve. They had a challenge which was like foods that are so over. And so like kale and bacon or overdone stuff. And she's like, my thing is truffle oil. If I never have to have truffle oil again, I'll be so happy. I have to say, I'm a fan of truffle oil. So I'm down for it. I don't care.
Well, good. You take your stand.
I'm taking a stand.
Yeah, you take it.
Truffle oil.
So then Ross and Riley on the right. Riley.
What?
And he's like, I need you to be up here at 6 on the dot to help me with the blah, blah. And she goes, I have things to do too, sir. So whatever.
Big brother Captain Lee is like listening in. He's like, I have things to do. Wink. Goddamn person is this? What's a babysit every conversation? Tell him Ross had to reply to that sort of nonsense. Ross to the bridge. Ross to the bridge right now.
What? Ross, get your candy ass up to the candy store. I'm going to break it and remold it into something worthwhile, all right? You gummy worm. So he comes up there and he's like, what was that on the radio? What was that goddamn buzzing on the radio? She has stuff to do. What is that?
Well, she has a really great work ethic, but she has an attitude that's a problem, and I'm just going to be very even-keeled about it and sit here and stare at you and agree with what you say.
Well, that's not a good look for her, all right? Now, this isn't some backwoods fucking tugboat, right? She needs to understand. She needs to fall in line or leave.
I got a lot of tickets to a lot of places, and one of them is to tugboat land, if you know what I'm saying. She's not a captain, not on this boat. You know what she is on this boat? An apprentice babysitter. That's what you are.
And Ross's like, but I'm patient with people. He's like, yeah. Too much patience leads to a hospital full of dumbass sick people who can't even walk right. Right, buddy? Get on it.
By the way, something I noticed on this episode, I really enjoy how that whenever Ross gets into a chair, whenever he sits down on like a bench or a chair, he does a full-on like bobblehead. Like he's like, have you ever noticed that?
I think it's really cute. I kind of did. I was going to jump in on your sentence, but I stopped myself because I'm maturing and say, is it that he clasps his hands and then puts them between his legs and then kind of dangles them below his leg? Have you noticed that he does that?
He does do that.
He kind of shakes and like he sits like Charlie Brown where he puts his hands between his legs and he's kind of hunched over and like looking up at the camera like a little kid.
Yeah, he has like a very ungraceful sit down motion, right? Like he doesn't just like sit down. He sort of like plops down. And because he's plopping down, he's like then like plop down, bubblehead, hands between the thighs.
Yeah. How weird that we both have Ross posture notes. Isn't that odd?
Ross seating notes. Like I can imagine exactly how he would get into his chair on an airplane. Like he would not be like, I don't think he'd be like a grabber of a seat because he has a good core. So he doesn't need to do that. But I can see him like, first of all, you're on the aisle. He's always at the window. So he's like, sorry, mate. I'm running the air. You're like, okay. So you get up and he's like, sorry, mate. And then he gets in, he throws his bag down and then just plops down in the seat. You know, every single time.
And when you're the person behind him on your laptop or like your iPad is like kind of leaning up watching a movie, it falls down. Then you have to figure out how to bend down under the seat to get it because you're too chubby to fit in the seat.
But then he sort of knows. So he like turns around and you see like one of his eyes. He goes, "Sorry about that, mate." And you're like, "No, it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine." It's like, "Okay, cool." And he like shakes his head.
Oh my God, I was ready to kill that person. But then they said they're sorry. And oh my God, that really diffused this quickly. I'm going to start losing it one day in public. Do I need to go see a doctor?
And then you're like looking for the dongle and you're like where is that dongle? But you're being a little loud about it because you're sort of annoyed because you only lost it because he did it. And then all of a sudden, like, he pushes the dongle through the two seats. He's like, "I think I found this. Is this what you're looking for?"
"Hey, hey, no buddy. Problem, mate. Hey, buddy. Think all I good, found mate. Your dongle." And you're like, you kind of like laugh at each other. And then you're both like, "Is he gay?" And then he's like, "Is he gay?"
And then like at the end of the flight, when it's time to get stuff out of the overhead compartment, you don't actually say anything to him, but you sort of do a smile like, "I'm acknowledging that we talked 3 hours ago, but I'm not going to say, like, have a good flight." So you give, like, a little smile like that, and he goes, "Cheers, mate." And you're like, "Ah, maybe I should have said something."
Yeah, then you feel like an asshole. Then you're like, "Well, fuck him for saying something and then making me feel bad for not saying something." You're like, "Fuck that guy. I hope he trips and falls and hurts himself or whatever." And then he helps some old lady with her bag. And you're like, "God damn it, I'm a horrible person."
And then you're, like, walking up the aisle to get off the plane, and he's got, like, his bag. He's got, like, a backpack on, and then he, like stumbles on something and you're like, "Ugh, he's delaying me." And then he's like, "Sorry, you go first." And he like ducks into the aisle and you're like, "Damn it, he's like being really nice."
God, what a flight.
Yeah. Wow.
What a flight.
Wow.
So they're getting ready for dinner and the chef is like, "I was trained in traditional French cuisine. So to make this more interesting, I'm going to add French flair." Okay. So then
congratulations, they're already called French fries. Okay. What else do you need to do?
Truffle oil. When in France, throw some truffle oil at the president. So they're over at the tablescape, and Josiah's like, "Jurassic Park realness on the tables," which I felt like was a nod to this podcast, even though it couldn't have been.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was a little bit of a nod because we like to always take time to reference the tablescape. And in this case, Kate put out her standard evening tablescape pebbles, but then they added those dinosaurs, which I felt was actually like Josiah's way of saying, "These remind me of Master Pearson and all the lessons he has yet to teach me. He may be gone, but he's remembered through the dinosaur toys here on the table by the pebbles."
"He may be just a man, but he is a Superman who will be remembered longer than dinosaurs."
You know, Kate, nature finds a way.
Kate's like, "Tell me about it." "Clever girl. I got here from a piece of DNA that was burnt into a rock."
"Yeah, my mother was a piece of amber."
What if Kate's mother was amber? Okay, so Ashton is watching the chef cook, and he's like, "We're getting a new Steve, right? Can't wait to stick it in her." And the chef's like, "Yeah, a new stew or a new chief." Dude, you know what? I can't. You know why? I wasn't even drunk when I was doing it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay, you lead. I'm just going to follow you.
So they're basically all cleaning and getting ready. And Josiah's like, "I'm so tired right now. I'm exhausted. I can barely muster the disdain to mock Caroline. Remember her? What a disaster." So basically, Adrian, his version of lobster mac and cheese is that he makes big shells and then he puts the lobster and like bechamel sauce in the shells and then he serves them and they're all like looking at it like, "I guess this is his version of comfort food." And then he serves up like a lamb slider and they're like, "I wonder why lamb?" And so you're like, "Oh no, the guests are going to be so upset." But then Adrian comes up there and he's like, "How's your comfort food, or as I like to call it, shit food for simple people?" And they're like, "It's great. We love it."
Yeah, that was weird because it looked like they didn't love it.
It was misdirection.
Yeah. So also what I was going to say in that earlier scene is this is where the chef starts setting up his hatred of Ashton.
Yeah. This is a fun little thing that came out of nowhere.
Ashton is a snake. He's already waiting for the new girl so he can snake her. He snakes all the new ones, you know? We're going to go out one night with her and she's going to see him in action and then she's going to be like, "Oh, hell no." Like, yeah. I love the open relationship jealousy going on. I feel like if you already have a girlfriend, you're not allowed to be jealous of, like, somebody who could be your mistress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Also, I got really annoyed that he kept on saying snake instead of vulture because Ashton is vulturing the girls, not snaking them. So that was an important distinction for me to express to everyone listening.
What's the difference? Would snakes choke him first? I mean, what's the difference?
No, a vulture goes and steals the shit. That's what a vulture does.
But when you snake something, you're stealing it. Like when you snake something from someone, they call that stealing it. Or they call stealing stuff snaking it. I think vulture is like a vulture eats remains. Like it goes after the dead thing. So when people say, you vultures, it's like kicking somebody when they're down, you know?
I'm going to look up vulturing as a verb now because now I'm.
The vultures are circling. The vultures are circling. It's like when Master Pearson stepped on that piece of glass and blood came out. The vultures started circling.
No, this is why. Yeah, that's exactly what Ashton's doing. He's circling around. To vulture is to circle around one's target as if one were a vulture. Rudy Vulture. Oh, this is this is the example on Wiktionary. Rudy vultured when asking the girl out.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Well, way to get your own definition into the dictionary before we even started.
That's a really crazy conspiracy theory that I would totally do. I just feel like vulture is a better word than snake. That's all I'm saying. I just feel like it would have been better expressed by the word vulture.
Okay, well, I'll go with you. You're 40 now, so
I know. I've joined your decade. So now it's after dinner, and like they had put out a whole slide because they're like, we want to go sliding under the stars. But now no one wants to go down the slide because they're all full. But one girl does, and she's like, will anyone slide with me? Anyone? Kate, can you slide with me? She's like, I don't know how to swim. Which is I'm actually allergic to water. Yeah, I actually melt. I'm actually related to the Wicked Witch of the West. Yeah. Just ask Caroline. She'll say the same thing.
I dry shower, so. Yeah. So Kate,
I actually cry powder. Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a.
At AO, when you buy a new OLED TV, those festive films will look even more magical. With brands like LG, Philips, and Toshiba, you can enjoy the classics in vibrant color and super sharp definition. And there's £10 off everything over £299 with the code PODCAST10. Plus, with delivery in time for Christmas, you can be sure of a better tomorrow. AO.com, the online electrical store.
AO, let's go!
See online for details, terms and conditions apply.
How do you fancy the chance to shape the podcast industry? To tell us which shows, which sponsors, and which content you want to hear more of? To change the face of podcasting forever? I mean, it's not going to change your life or anything, but the Acast podcast panel is a pretty cool thing to be part of. Oh, and we'll pay you for your time. Can't say fairer than that, eh? Head to podcastpanel.co.uk and register your interest.
The Crappens commercial. So Kate goes to the crew. She's like, I just said I can't swim, so will someone go down there? And the chef and Ross, of course, go for it. It's like, finally, this boat's not going to smell like patchouli for one night.
I know. The lady, before she goes down the slide, she goes down the slide in her dress, and Josiah watches. He goes, oh, and he, like, puts his hand over his mouth, like, what a terrible, terrible idea. It's so strange. I thought after Caroline left, we'd have nothing but wonderful decisions on this boat. This is horrifying.
Why is everybody going down the Caroline? So they go slide. It's wacky and wild. And then Kate's doing dishes, and Josiah's like, hello, I'm here to save Gotham from dirty dishes. She's like, you can go down now. You can go down.
Yeah. I'm hashtag tired. Yeah.
So in the morning, Kate, loving that they're inserting a little piece of Kate waking up every morning because it's always funny. This time she goes, I hate this.
I like that when Kate wakes up, she wakes up like time-lapse photography of a plant blooming.
have you seen that mushroom one? That time-lapse of mushrooms growing or blooming?
I'm sure. Like, I feel like on planet Earth, you know, they always do it, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome. And they like drop like a skirt. It looks like a skirt.
Yes, that's how Kate wakes up. Time-lapse mushroom. She's like, my spores are ready.
A time-lapse Cheeto.
No, she's like that. She's like that forest on planet Earth, where like at night it drops to, or it's like plants that like there's a desert where at night it's like -45 degrees and they all like freeze over, and then in the morning it goes up to like 90 degrees. So they're all like, ah, we're alive. That's what Kate is.
I'm a desert forest.
I hate this. So then more cleaning. And then it's truffle scrambled eggs. Because, hey, once you start a truffle journey, you never go back.
Never. So Riley is tired of being marginalized and doesn't feel bad about giving her opinion. So that's the news on that front.
I have a boat in Antarctica. And she doesn't feel bad speaking up.
Yeah. So you know what was funny is that when Josiah was serving those scrambled eggs, I was like, huh, his hair looks different today. And then Ash is like, did you do your hair today, Josiah? He's like, no, I don't have hairspray and I couldn't use the hairdryer because Master Kate would have been woken up. So instead, I just have to be like this, okay? Good day.
The more hairspray you use, the more you hurt the ozone layer and the harder it is for Master Pearson to sew it up in his adulthood. And Ashton's like, I didn't ask for excuses. I asked for a bit of hair.
Won't be the hair. Adrian's like, you know, in the future, I will talk to Riley to be a better team player, but not in a friendly way. I was like, thanks for the update.
Thanks for the update on your snit with Riley. He's like, if we could just peace out Riley, this would be the perfect crew. Never say that, okay? Because you get rid of one pain in the ass and you get a bigger pain in the ass. It's just how nature works.
It is. Exactly. So Josiah, like basically Kate's like, all right, Josiah, I'm going to need you to go down and do all the beds. He's like, already did them. She's like, oh my God. Just when I think I can't love Josiah any more than I already do, I think he just gets that we're in this together. And he's such a Thelma to my Louise, except we wouldn't drive off a cliff. That'd be more like Caroline. Caroline's just sort of like the car and the Grand Canyon. We're just Thelma and Louise on the side.
We're the people eating Cheetos on the rock, watching the car pass, going, you're stupid.
Why are you driving into a Grand Canyon?
Why would you waste a good scarf to kill yourself?
Why would you kill Brad Pitt? Why?
So then the captain's like, all right, anchor, bring it in. And I'm like, oh my God, this is when Ashton dies. And he's like, all right, good job, guys. I was like, wait a second. Come on, stop fucking with me.
I know. So the guests leave. They're like, we had a wonderful time. Bye. So they leave, and then Josiah and Kate retire to their quarters and just eat Cheetos in bed. And I'm like, isn't this funny that this is the entire interior crew now? Pass the Cheetos. It would be my pleasure.
Crew, mass, crew. And she's like,
okay.
So they go to their crew meeting, and the captain's like, you guys nailed it. You're like a hooker in a Tahitian bar. Catches the eye of Ashton, all right? Now, you get 17 grand bucks. That's pretty good. Kate, you did great. And she's like, that's a great tip. God, we should have fired two people a week this whole time.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. There's no going out tonight. Because you know what? We're going to have a good old-fashioned barbecue. All right, let's throw some Carolines on the grill and have a good time.
Oh, and then they're going to get to go to La Meridian for their cast vacation day.
Yeah.
So there's a new stew coming, but we don't know who it is yet. And then there's a new deckhand coming. So Kate and Josiah go back to bed. And she's like, so is it rude to ask a new girl to do the work? Because, like, she needs to earn a little bit of that day off that she's going to get.
Yeah. Mm. So he's like, absolutely. So, speaking of the new girl, her name is Laura. She's a yoga instructor, and she has good experience. And Kate, because she gets like the information from the Captain Lee, basically gets her like the stuff. And you know, he's like, "I'm concerned that she may be overexperienced." She's like, "Well, I'd rather have overexperience than underexperience, or maybe it's the other way around." But so then Kate goes into the galley and she tells Adrian, we have a new stew. She's Canadian. Yoga. And then she just walks away.
Yeah. It's just like, want a roommate? She's like, wow, this person is like the other dish rag in this room. You, would you like a new roommate? Yeah. He's like, I'm hoping she's nice and bubbly and professional. After the last one, I can only hope. And then the new crew member. Dun, 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 dun,
Laura.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here she comes. Laura with raven hair. She walks up and she's like, hi, I'm Laura. And Josiah's like, I'm Josiah. You look nice. How are you? Good. That's a rhetorical question.
Welcome to the salon. It's a little gold.
It's a little tacky, don't you think? This is a test.
And she goes, it's a little old. I was like, uh-oh, she's not going to fit in.
She's like, I've been in yachting for about 2.5 years now. So, and I used to be like a chief stew. So I was like, uh-oh. I could, like, we could already tell this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. She's like, the last chief stew who trained me was amazing. She was like the best chief stew that's ever been born unto earth. So yeah, this should be great.
I was like, she was the Statue of Liberty. So then
Kate's like, hello, nice to meet you. Your bio was blonde. So
I thought you'd be blonde. Look at that.
So another resume liar.
Wow. And Adrian's like, she sounds like a Valley girl. Aren't you real? Are you really from Canada? It's like, quiet, Adrian. It's getting annoying.
Kind of that accent is universal. I think that there's somebody in every country with that accent.
Yeah, exactly. So, because they're in the crew mess, and Kate's like, okay, well, you're going to need to change into your uniform. Here, let me take you to a room to change into. And she goes, smells skunky in here. And Kate just like looks around like, is there a camera nearby that I can stare blankly into at the moment? Who can I say to?
So Kate takes her on a tour of the boat, and Laura's like, oh, white carpets? No, and who made this bed? And Kate goes,
us. The two of us. The two people who'll be talking about you behind your back for the rest of the charter. Thank you.
And then she's like, oh my god, and there's a glass stain on the, there's a circular stain on this dresser. Ew! Josiah's like, I've never met anyone who talks as much as Laura. Maybe she should shut up.
Makes me pine for the days when we had a broom for our third stew. Pillows in the bathroom. We had a child on board. Master Pearson. His name is Master Pearson.
And Ashton literally says, I need to go do some push-ups. Because he sees her and she's really cute. So Laura brings her up and Kate brings Laura up and introduces her. And she's like, when people meet me, they tend to think I'm a ditz because of my Canadian accent. But I love to prove them wrong. I'm like, whenever somebody says that on a reality show, it's always a fail.
Yeah. Also, Canadian accents do not equate to being a ditz. Okay, that's like not a thing.
And that's not a Canadian accent. That's like a Valley girl accent. I've just never seen a girl or anybody actually, girl or boy, who says on a reality show, "I'm really smart, but I don't want anyone to think that." That has actually turned out to be smart.
Josiah's like, I don't think I've met anyone who talks as much as Laura. Maybe she should just shut up.
Were you not listening to me?
Did you say that? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, but I don't blame you.
I thought I was listening. Whoa. Hey.
I'm blaming you. I'm ruining you. I'm ruining
That's
you.
Okay. Listen. It's about time I did it to you for once. Because Lord knows it happens enough the other way.
Truth.
Oh, so anyway, man. Josiah says, I don't think I've met anyone who talks as much as Laura. Maybe she should just shut the fuck up. Kid.
No, I'm with you. Look, I'm rolling with my homies.
Okay? So,
we're going off the cliff together, Louise.
It was so funny. Earlier today, I was like, you know what? Like, we need to have a new Lisa Kudrow movie. I felt very strong. Like, what, we haven't seen Lisa Kudrow for a second. I want Lisa Kudrow. And then when I was watching Laura, I was like, Laura's kind of like a Lisa Kudrow character. I felt like the gods were answering me.
Well, I think that Laura, it seems like more of a Lisa Kudrow kind of character.
So anyway, I was thinking today, I feel like we haven't seen a Lisa Kudrow character in a while.
Oh, okay. So Kate's like, we're only going to work another hour. And she's like, well, I was lucky enough to work for an excellent chief stew. Now I can really come in and revamp an interior. I was like, oh my god, do you want to get murdered? What is wrong with you?
I was like, I am so excited for what's going to happen. Like, this is just going to be such a disaster. Like, this will be Clash of the Titans right here. Because Laura's like making beds. She's like, ew. Oh my god, why didn't they clean this? And Kate just goes into the bedroom, and she's like, I'm just going to say it. I think she's so fucking annoying. She's basically like the reverse of a Cheeto. She's just like dry granola.
So they're all getting ready to go out for their party, and the chef and Laura meet because they're new bunkmates. And he's like, so you're a yoga instructor? And she's like, yeah, you guys do yoga? He goes, every evening. She goes, what is this? And he says, a cockroach. She's like, ew. What was it?
I don't even know. I don't even remember him showing her something.
Yeah, he said that's a cockroach. I'm wondering if it was like a weed roach. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
And she's like, ew.
I just know like that. Then it's time for like the barbecue. And they're all like, Adrian's cooking. And he's grilling. And everyone's like hanging out. And Ashton's like, say, Laura, are you single or are you taken? I was like, wow, you're just jumping right into the workplace inappropriateness.
I don't think it counts on Below Deck. We've wasted so much time being offended at things on Below Deck that just don't matter to Below Deck.
Yeah, because then, like, a second later, Adrian has, like, wearing a disco ball costume, and he, like, goes up to Laura's, like, my balls? Disco balls! I'm like, good one.
And Riley is so mad. Yeah, Riley's so mad that all the guys are drooling all over this girl. She's just, like, saran wrapping random things. It's like, I'll be in here saran wrapping, sir.
I'm gonna be pacing through the galley now that Adrian's not in. I can go in there, god damn it. So they're all like, a bunch of them are like hanging out by the bar in the salon, and Adrian's like, yeah, here's something you have to know about us. Sometimes we get a little mischievous and sometimes we're a little naughty, but at the end of the day, and Adrian's like, yeah, he's mischievous, yeah, we call him Octo Snake because he's like a snake with eight heads who wants to eat all eight women at once. That's what he is. Octosnake. He's a snake. And Adrian's just like, fucking cock blocker, son of a bitch.
Cock blocking snake hunter. He's trying to embarrass me. That's not cool. Who calls someone an eight-headed snake, huh?
Yeah. It's very sad. I'm like, Ashton, you just boinked someone yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so jell. So yeah. Laura's cleaning, and she's like, this is a mess. I just don't understand why people just don't clean. Like, I'm a doer, okay? So I'm doing. I just don't like this. It's like, oh, my God.
She's literally talking like Heather DeBrow now. Because wasn't Heather DeBrow's like, I'm a joiner, okay? I'm a joiner. I'm a doer. I'm a joiner. I'm a doer. Shut up.
Joiners, doers.
I hate self-proclaimed doers, okay? People who are like, I'm a doer, usually are also like, an annoyinger. Honestly, it's like, don't brag about what you're doing, that you're doing something, okay?
Yeah, it's not really a good way to get everyone on your side by coming in and just calling everybody lazy and bad at their jobs.
So then they all basically retire to their bedrooms, and Ashton gives Ross a goodnight kiss and hug, which was really sweet and sort of hot.
Yeah, that was so for you, that little scene.
I know, and then one of them farted.
Yeah, and they're like, ooh. So the morning alarm goes off. It's bitch day.
Mm-hmm. Kate's like, I'm so excited to have a day off where I don't have to wear a polyester polo and a skirt and ask people what they want to drink. And by polyester polo and skirt, I mean Caroline and her neuroses.
So they get in the van, and she's like, well, we really chose the right van. And the chef's like, oh, not you guys. She goes, oh, really? Look what I found. She's flipping him off, and it's like, oh, where was that? And one of my bags.
Yeah, because in the other van, it's Laura and Ashton Ross. And so Ashton's like, how about this? I'm going to lie down on you. I'm just going to put my head right here on your vagina space. All right. Now, when you want to put your head down on my penis space, there we go.
Now we're getting friction. And Riley in the other van with Kate is like, so how's the new girl partying last night, sir? And Kate's like, I think she's a little wild. And the chef goes, she's a normal Canadian Valley girl.
He's like, now, Riley, I realize that we're sitting adjacent to each other, and I'm just hoping that we can get to Le Meridian without you aggressively putting the armrest down. Thank you.
Yeah, let's try and keep the seat stable, everybody, all right?
So they get to the Meridian, and they're, like, frolicking, and Kate's, like, on a chaise lounge, and she's like, I feel so at home. Old people in thunderstorms, just like Florida. Yeah, perfect.
When Ross is sleeping in the back seat, and when they get there, he has to get up, and Laura's like, when you nap like that, it makes you more tired. Ugh!
Yeah. Yeah, you I'm know, a doer, not an
apper. That is one of the qualities that I hate the most in people who are like, don't take naps. That's like counterproductive. Hey, how about you go fuck yourself, okay? I just woke up from one.
Yeah, also, like, thanks for telling a grown-ass person what napping is like. I'm sure he understands what the consequences will be of him napping in the backseat of the van. I think he's got it.
Well, it is oh, this isn't Josiah says it. The chef is like, this beach club is amazing. We really need this as a crew, as individuals. As I was like, what are you giving a speech? Just go have a fucking Mai Tai. All right.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Laura and Adrian are talking, and they're talking about his dad. And then he's like, yeah, he just passed away. She's like, are you joking? You're joking me right now, right? Yeah. A really hilarious joke about mortality.
And he's like, well, she goes, how old was he? And he says, 80. And she goes, oh, so wow. So he was older. Jeez, I don't like that either. When my dog died, not Bueller, Bueller's still alive, but when Xena passed away, people are like, how old was she? Oh, she was old. Like, I get that she was old, okay? What is this, like, discount sympathy that you're giving me? Like, would I only get real sympathy if my dog was younger? Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. So so then they're all sitting around. They go inside they like, go to a table, and they're all sitting there having a meal or something, and Adrian's like, I'm making a dream catcher. That's what I do. I'm just, you know, thoughtful and aloof. And I like to look at bags blowing in the wind and carry a little camera around and think about things in life, you know. And Laura's like, whoa. Oh, my God. I'm, like, obsessed with his dream catcher. Like, look. He has a circle with strings.
Kate's like, of course you're making a dream catcher.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Adrian is awesome. He has, like, a lot of depth. I mean, I love when I can talk to people with no judgment. It's like, yeah. He's already called you an average Canadian Valley girl, but you don't know that yet. So I'll just let you live in your bubble.
He's secretly the judgiest person on the crew, just so you know. But yeah, please enjoy that. So she's like, I just like to have fun. It's like, it's not that I like to, not that I need to drink. I don't even like drinking that much. I just love having fun. And they just cut to Kate, just like, bulging eyes, staring at Josiah like, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? Please take notes. We're going to talk about this later over Cheetos. Please, please hear this. Hear this. Josiah, please listen. Take this in right now.
Then Laura says, what's your favorite ethnicity of food? And Kate just starts cracking up. She's like, hey, LOL, hey. Yeah. LOL, hey.
I love low Asian or whatever she said. And then Laura's like, I'm not going to lie. I see clouds creeping over the hills over there. And Kate's like, I am going to lie. I'm having a great time.
Then she just like adjusts her sunglasses. She's like, okay, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I'm just going to go anywhere. if there's a shark around that wants to bite me on the leg, I will take that. I'd prefer that than listening to this girl.
And Laura just looks off like, So Kate and Josiah walk off and she goes, oh, it's a cat. Hello, cat. He's like, hello, cat. You have big balls, cat. Yes, you do have big balls, cat. Giant balls. You could be our third stew.
Our future third stew. So, meanwhile, so then Laura and Riley go off in a kayak to just go kayaking. And Ashton's like, oh, I think I want a kayak too. And so he like hops in a kayak and paddles out to their kayak. Gets onto their kayak and somehow gets Riley into his old kayak. And he basically just hijacks the kayak. Kayak.
He snakes it, if you will.
He vultured it.
Yeah, he totally vultured that kayak.
He beat the K.
And then the chef is like simmering. He's like, see? Ashton's a snake. He just sees what he wants and goes for it. I was like, that's called ambition, not snakery, sir.
What movie is this reminding me of where there's the girl deciding between the sensitive guy who's into poetry and non-meaning, like, who doesn't like meaningless things, and then the guy who's the jock? I want to say Reality Bites, but Ben Stiller was not the jock. Is this, like,
I don't know, like Pretty in Pink?
Pretty in Pink? like, it's just, like such an 80s movie right now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Riley's, like, sewing herself a dress out of thrift store clothes.
Yeah.
Anybody. So Riley is like, oh, wow, the new lovebirds are double kayaking, sir. And the chef tells us, I just can't, like, fuck people. Like, I just can't have sex without feeling things. It just can't just be boning. I need an exchange of energy. And Ross goes, aw, Kane.
Yeah, he has a battery. That's your energy. He's like, I can pretty much just have sex really quickly. I mean, look, there's Riley. Like, I'll take Riley right now.
Yeah, last night Ashton fought in my face and I came. So, all right, we're just different that way, I guess.
And then it just cuts to Kate just wakeboarding in the shallows. She's just like so bored with this stupid activity, but she's like, I guess I'll do this. I'll just pretend I'm on my own little boat with no ridiculous crew around me. Hmm. Oh, look, a starfish. Amy, well, I found your starfish. Oh, she's not on here anymore.
Well, I haven't told you this in a long time, see. You're boring.
You're boring. This is...
You bore me, seeing, Ocean.
Yeah, this is... I see some pebbles, like, it's a little overrated. So then Laura's, like, on the beach now, and she's sitting with Adrian, and Ashton's like, hi, Laura. Hi, Laura. Laura. And he, like, they look over, and he just starts doing a stripper dance.
She's like, it's like a terrible, terrible dance. And she goes, oh, hey, yeah, keep doing that. Yeah, just keep doing that.
Adrian's like, he's a stripper. He's a former stripper. So, you know, it's a numbers game for him. Mm.
Yeah. And she's, when she walks up, the chef's like, well, I'm waiting for the sun to chill out because last time I got burned. And she goes, yeah. You know why? Because the ozone here is, like, so depleted. God. I'm going to love this girl. This is a really good recast.
Yeah, because she's like a disaster in a different way. Like, but I do love Adrian. I mean, bringing on that strong ozone game. I mean, I guess it was her who brought the ozone game. But either way, like, when they look back on their courtship, they'll be like, yeah, I knew it was love when she was talking about the ozone being depleted.
I'd like to invite Global Warming Up to give a speech at our wedding. Thanks.
Oh, God. It looks like AutoZone came. This was actually supposed to be reserved for Ozone. Sorry.
The pet boys are waiting outside just because they heard Auto Boys are coming. I mean, this is just getting out of hand, guys.
So now they're heading back in their vans. And I guess this is when Ashton was lying on Laura in the van. Sorry, I just said it out of place. So they're heading out. And Adrian's with Kate. And he's like, Laura said that Ashton has no chance. And Kate goes, false. Nothing she says is true. Which is just a great dismissal. Like, it's just a classic Kate dismissal of, like, no, she's a terrible wench. She's full of lies. That's why her hair is so big.
So back on the boat, Ross telling this to Riley? I want to give you a back robe.
Yeah, Ross is horny now. He's like, I'm going to pretend like I don't see that crazy tattoo on your thigh, and I'm just going to look at your boobs. And that's good. I have my erection. Let's proceed.
So he follows her into her room, and they make out. And Ashton's like, who? Hi there. Ho, ho, ho. Look who's kissing in there. And then Ashton's like, they've gone from being at each other's throats to being at each other's throats.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Speaking of nailing, where's Laura? Laura? You know what I realized also about Laura? Doesn't Laura look like everyone's cousin that they haven't seen in 4 to 6 years?
You know what? I literally have a cousin, and she's the daughter of Laura, who looks just like her.
Yeah. It's like, I just feel like we all have, like I see her, like, oh, she looks like a cousin I have, who I haven't seen in about 4 to 6 years.
Yeah. And she's really pretty. She's like that pretty cousin who's like nice to you, but you know she secretly hates you.
Yeah. And then after you see her, you're like, we got to hang out more. Or we got to well, next time you're in my town, we got to hang out. And then you don't see her for 4 to 6 more years.
Yeah. So Ross and Riley are flirting and all that. And then Ashton's like excited about it. And then Riley tells us, well, he's good looking. I mean, I don't know. It's not a relationship. Whatever. And then Ross tells Laura and the others, he's like, she just wanted to talk. Yeah. And the chef is like, I'm going to meditate a bit about a world without snakes. So,
hey, if anyone needs to catch any dreams tonight, and I'm talking about you, Laura, you know where to find the dream catcher. It's in my pants. You can grab it out.
They're cracking up how Ashton is just going in for the kill with Laura. So they do go to the hot tub, yeah?
Yeah, they go to the hot tub, and Ashton's like, well, I come from a broken home. My parents divorced when I was 5, and so therefore I have a hard time with relationships because I'm not going to get into a relationship unless I see a future, if I can give a future to someone else, so that's what I think. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, me too. And he's like, I just want to be a value add. I'm like, that's how people talk about Twitter followers.
Yeah, that sounds like a marketing campaign. So, so then Riley's talking about how she liked Ross's kiss, etc. And Riley tells Josiah that Ross kissed her, and he goes, "Hate is the first sign of love, and I hate Kate." If you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Kate, news alert, gossip time.
Get up. So in the morning, he's like, "Get up." She's like, "You get up." He's like, "Not until you do." She's like, "But you are up." "Well, I'm not leaving until you do. Get out there."
Yeah.
So Riley and Ross, she's a little awkward. And this is where she's like, "Well, I didn't know he was going to kiss me, but I liked it. I mean, it's not a relationship. Just drunk and making out. God, he's get him. Can't wait to yell at him later."
Yeah. Sir.
Sir.
So we have our preference sheet meeting. We meet the new we learn the new people. It's gonna be Brandy Coffee and her crazy girlfriends from Sarasota. And this is significant to me only because there's a woman in the group named Janet Wetlaufer. So I'm like already very interested in knowing everything about Janet Wetlaufer.
They've requested tequila at all times. And we've got gluten-free but otherwise basic.
Oh, wait, Janet Wetlaufer also requested some Yoplait, so we need to have that on board for her, too.
And possibly some boxed wine. She likes anything in a yellow or a blue box.
Janet Wetlaufer, she would like some Triscuits. Do we have Triscuits? Just plain Triscuits.
Janet Wetlaufer says she likes raisins thrown in dishes. She doesn't want to specify which ones. She'll just trust you to surprise her.
Janet Wetlaufer, she also requests that whatever you make is fine and she'll eat it, and she's not really that hungry anyway, so don't worry about her.
She just wants a Nilla wafer with a glass of water if you can't find anything else.
Janet Wetlaufer just requests that after 11 o'clock, could we just keep it down a little bit because she just having the worst jet lag.
So then Josiah and Kate are gossiping, and he's like, "Ross kissed Riley." And she's like, "Is it just the alcohol, or do you think when she's wiping windows, or do you think when he's wiping the windows?" She's like, "Yes."
Yes. Yeah, that was funny. I was like, "Oh, she did like a Watch What Crappens voice."
So then is Tyler the deckhand.
Yeah, Tyler, I almost feel bad for Tyler because he gets wedged in at the last second of the episode, because clearly they have to have the Ashton going overboard as like the climax, and so there's not enough. Like, normally Tyler would get like a whole section, but he didn't get he just sort of shows up and he's like, "Yeah, brah, I switched from sailing to yachting to broaden my horizons, and also the money's better because people who yacht have money." So if you're a deckhand, that makes you rich too, right?
He's like, I may look clean cut now, but I'm really a stoner. And then they show a picture of him, and he's like a total stoner, you know?
Yeah.
And Riley's like, "Hee hee 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 hee, sir. Hee 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 hee, sir. She's like, "Yeah, my turn."
Kate's like, "Huh, Tyler seems nice, but Caroline seemed nice too."
So Ashton and Tyler are talking, and he's like, "See, we from Brewer." He's like, "I'm from Washington State, but people just think I'm a surfer. And it's true. I want to make a living jumping out of planes and putting out forest fires, because that shit is gnarly."
Ashton is just staring at him like, "I don't understand what's happening.
Who puts forest fires out on the yachts? Anybody?"
"Could we swap you out with someone with a vagina, please? I have a latent erection, and I don't want to waste it on you right now."
"May I fart in your face? Yes or no?" Right? There's only one way to fit in on this crew.
"I'm going to dance in a way that my right hand is up and my left hand is down, and now my left hand is up and my right hand is down. I'm basically making a little zigzag. Does that turn you on? No?"
"Ross, Tyler, Ross, Tyler. The captain will see you now." And the captain's like, "Can I get some Cheerios?" She's like, "Okay. So the captain tells us, "I get a good vibe from that kid. Dumb as a brick. Prickly as cotton on the outside, but smells kind of funny. And have a feeling he's just going to put his head down at work.
He's sort of like a human foam roller."
Like, not a lot going on, but yet important when you need it.
So Riley walks in on Tyler changing because they're going to be their bunkmates. And so Riley walks in and he's like changing his shirt. And she goes, "Huh, this is where it gets awkward, sir. Just kidding." And then she just stares at him while he puts on the rest of his shirt. She just stares.
So then Laura drops a tray of champagne glasses.
Just they all go down. Like, not even Caroline. Caroline dropped a few, but even Caroline could do a whole tray.
And Kate hears it from the other room, and she's like, rolls her eyes and just grabs a broom. Like, she has the broom on her at all times.
She's like, yeah. She just, like, puts her hand out, and a broom flies from across the room into her hand.
She's like, right. Welcome back, Caroline. Yeah. So they go up there, and she's like, so how many glasses did you drop? She's like, it's the towel. It's, like, lumpy. It's, like, how the towel was placed on here. It's, like, a lumpy towel or
properly.
Something.
Yeah. It was, like, not ironed properly. She's like, okay, here's a pro tip. And I use the word pro lightly, you know, giving you. So when you grab the champagne, just, like, put your hand on it. She's like, I always do that.
Yeah.
I just, like, totally, didn't. Totally. And, like, I don't know. And yeah. Kate's eyes are bulging, like, well, clearly you didn't, because if you did it, there wouldn't be shards of glass. Yeah. So I was like, Master Pearson, no. Oh, good. He's not here. I'm getting flashbacks.
Master Pearson isn't bleeding after this one, which means he's finally ready to move to the next level of training.
Good. Very good.
So the guests arrive, and Captain's like, welcome aboard. Let us get this party started.
The Venga bus is pumping, and all the music's jumping. New York to San Francisco, and every city we go.
Kate's like, let's go on a tour. That's a room, that's a room, that's a room, that's another room. Really fucking sick of this. And you like Nola Wafers? What a loser.
This is a room, this is a room, this is a room, this is an annoying person, and this is another room. You like Nola Wafers. So now they start to leave Doc, and obviously anyone who's watching can see there's like 45 seconds left in the show. So now my heart's beating like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
What's your status on the stern? What's your status on the stern? And Ross is like, oh, clear, your friend of Minerva. And then the captain is like, Ross, you're going to drop the tender. Going to drop the tender. I'm dropping it. Spring line first. I'll drop the bow. So far, it takes direction well, at least.
Yeah. And Ashton's with Riley on the back there. And they're a bunch of, like, lines and cables, and Ashton's like, all right, Riley, let me mansplain something to you. You have to be careful with the lines. Be careful with the lines, Riley. Be careful with the lines. As, like, basically a line gets wrapped around his foot and essentially drags him overboard. So they're like, man overboard, man overboard. And Captain Lee's like, what? And then there's, like, noise and screaming. And, like, I could swear they dubbed in the Tahitian hooker going, oh, my God.
Yeah, someone said it. Someone was like, what? He's drowning. Oh, my God. God, oh yeah,
oh my God.
And he's like, ooh, and he farts. And then it just goes black and says to be continued. And I was like fully rattled. I was like, I can't. Why? Like, I
you were, like, fully rattled like someone who's been snaked.
That rope suddenly vultured him off the boat, took him into the water.
Davy Jones style. I was totally vultured after seeing that
vultured.
Scene.
I was rattled. I was rattled like a baby rattle.
Oh. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Below Deck.
Yeah.
We are going to be in Nashville tomorrow night doing our Vanderpump Rules season premiere recap live with you. So we'll see you guys who are there. For those of you in other places, come see us live. We're going to be out all year. We're going to be in Dallas. We just added a second show February 8th. That's a Friday. It's going to be a big one. So go get your tickets.
Yep.
And also get your tickets for our newly announced show in Irvine. Hey, whoa. Go get ticket links and our merch and shirts and all that good stuff over at watchitcrappens.com. And until then, guys,
bye. Bye, everyone.